Good afternoon, everybody. I just want to apologize. I'm a little sick, so if my voice cracks, that's why. So my name is Joanne Delernia. I'm a program learning officer at Planned Parenthood Global, which is part of Planned Parenthood Federation of America. And I'm going to be talking to you about the effect of domestic violence on contraceptive use among adolescents in Nicaragua. I have no relationships to disclose. For more than 40 years, Planned Parenthood Global, as I said, the international division of Planned Parenthood Federation of America, has been working overseas to ensure that women, men, and young people have in some of the world's most neglected areas have access to health care that they need to control their bodies and their futures. And by partnering with local advocates, medical service providers, youth leaders, and helping to build sustainable networks and organizations, Planned Parenthood Global helps find innovative ways to deliver critical services to fight for more inclusive laws and policies. On the map, you can see that Planned Parenthood Global has 5 focus countries in Latin America: Guatemala, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Ecuador, and Peru. In Nicaragua, one of Planned Parenthood Global's most long-standing partnerships is with the Luisa Amanda Espinoza Association of Nicaraguan Women, or also known as UMLI. UMLI is a Nicaraguan women's association that supports more than 50 community centers which offer a variety of health, legal, and training services for low-income women. And as part of Planned Parenthood Global's partnership with UMLI, we have worked with them to conduct a baseline investigation into the sexual and reproductive health knowledge, attitudes, and practices of youth in 11 communities that are served by this association through the Youth Peer Provider Program. This program is a Planned Parenthood Global signature service delivery model where youth are trained to provide not only sexual health education, but services and contraceptive methods as well. So just to give you a little bit of a background on Nicaragua, Nicaragua is one of the poorest countries in Latin America and faces a host of reproductive health obstacles, including deficient infrastructure and maternal health services. Additionally, Nicaragua has the highest teen pregnancy rate in Latin America, and even though it has the highest teen pregnancy rate, reports of contraceptive use are very high at 72%, but some experts may seem that this is inflated. So the law also currently criminalizes domestic violence, and provides prison sentences for up to 6 years for those convicted of domestic violence. It also allows for the issuance of restraining orders to protect women who fear for their security. However, domestic violence is still very widespread and underreported, and studies have recently shown an uptick in the number of reported domestic violence cases, and that at least 70% of women throughout the country have experienced domestic violence at least one point in their lives. However, it's not known that if this uptick is due to increased reporting or actual increased prevalence. So for this presentation, I wanted to look at and examine the relationship between domestic violence and contraceptive use among Nicaraguan adolescents. This was a self-administered survey of 80 questions that asked about a range of topics, but it really was looking at youth's sexual and reproductive health knowledge, attitudes, and practices, and was administered in 11 towns throughout Nicaragua. There was a total sample of 714 Nicaraguan youth aged 11 to 24 years old, and I looked at 11 variables in relation to self-reported contraceptive use. Four of these were related to domestic violence, and 7 were related to experience with relationships. And the analysis was done using Pearson's chi-square, independent samples t-test, and logistic regression. The sample was mostly female, mostly younger females, and the average age was 15.4. 87% of the sample reported living in urban areas, and 66% said that they currently used a contraceptive method. Also, of the valid cases, 40% reported having experiencing at least one domestic violence event. The domestic violence variables were classified as 1, expectation to ditch your friends, 2, experience pressure to have sex, 3, a boyfriend or girlfriend shouted at, hit, or pushed you, and 4, a composite variable of all 3, which shows those who experience at least one domestic violence event. So reported contraceptive use among people who have experienced domestic violence was high, with 76 reporting current contraceptive use. Also, interestingly to note, contraceptive use among people who had experienced domestic violence was higher than those not experiencing it in all of the categories. In this study, domestic violence was significantly associated with contraceptive use for 2 variables. People who reported that they were expected to ditch their friends were more likely to use a contraceptive method compared to their peers who had not experienced this type of domestic violence. Also, people who had experienced at least one domestic violence event in some point in their lives were also more likely to use a contraceptive method compared to their counterparts. Contraceptive use, was also significantly associated with age, urban residence, age of first relationship, current relationship status, and forced sexual initiation. Younger youth who had their first relationship at a younger age, and youth living in rural areas were less likely to use contraceptive methods than their peers, while youth who were in current relationships or those who reported forced sexual initiation were more likely to use a contraceptive method. On the other hand, both young men and women who had expressed a negative view of a woman who has sex while in a relationship were significantly less likely to use a contraceptive method compared to those who had a positive view. So people who experienced domestic violence were more likely to use a contraceptive method compared to those who did not. This is particularly an interesting finding since it is in contrast with many other studies, even the ones that we heard today, where people who experience domestic violence are typically less likely to use a contraceptive method. However, this may be due to a reporting bias. Only 20% of our population reported, or I'm sorry, 40% of our population reported having experienced at least one domestic violence event, which compared to other national studies is very low, where most people or up to 70% of the population have experienced domestic violence at some point in their lives. It's possible that the higher rates of contraceptive use in our study is due to the lower reporting of domestic violence. Additionally, lower levels of domestic violence may be due to the age of our study population. Most national studies have found that women who are 25 to 36 experience most domestic violence in Nicaragua, and this was a younger population. So while contraceptive method use was higher among people reporting domestic violence, it is still very important and critical in a context like Nicaragua, where 70% of women are experiencing domestic violence, to continue to provide access to sexual and reproductive health services that are safe and relevant to their needs. Also, contraceptive use was significantly associated with younger age, living in rural areas, and reported negative opinions of women who have sex while in a relationship. This really shows the need for increased focus of programs on younger, more rural populations and those who are entering relationships earlier in life, as well as on decreasing the stigma around people who have sex in relationships as a potential barrier to contraceptive use. Thank you.